There is such thing as innate or natural talent. And we found this talent in a young man who's the ripe old age of 11, whose name is Cole. And Cole is Charleston, South Carolina's very own guitar hero. In just a few moments, we're going to talk to Cole and get to check out some of his awesome, amazing, marvelous, and absolutely face-melting guitar shredding. Welcome to the Raven's Heart live stream. And hey, we've got my friend Doug Whosoever Naden on the line. He's a big metalhead too, Cole, so he's going to enjoy this edition. And Doug and everybody else that's watching, wait until you hear what this young man can do. So Cole, just to get us started, for those that tuned in, how old are you?
11.
You're 11. And at what age was it that you started to play guitar?
Two.
Okay. Whoa. When I was two, I could barely even walk. So how did that happen? Did your dad like hand you a guitar and all of a sudden you just started shredding, or how did this all happen?
Well, I mean, he just gave me the guitar and plugged me in and left the room. And that's basically how I got started.
And that's how the legacy of Cole began. Let me ask you this question. Why did you choose to play guitar rather than another instrument, such as like maybe the tuba, the flute, the piccolo, or the piano? What is it that draws you to the guitar?
Well, it's funny that you said the flute, because when I was in kindergarten, they had all these different like instruments that you could play. And like one of the flutes was the thing. So I came home to my dad and I was like, can I play the flute? Like, I want to play the flute. And then he was like, well, I'll give you a choice. You can play guitar or piano. I'll let you play any instrument you want to play, the trumpet, anything, the flute. You can play anything. You can play the piano or the guitar. And I chose the guitar. And I ended up forgetting about the flute. But that's how I got my mind on that. And the sound of the guitar is the reason why I stuck with it.
You like that sound, don't you?
And the feeling of it.
And the feeling of it. What other instruments? Are there any other instruments that you play?
I play bass, and that's basically it.
Well, that is very versatile for age 11. I mean, I was just basically, you know, at age 11, just kind of plunking around on the piano, doing the best that I could with that, and never became a musician myself. And in learning to play, did you actually take any music lessons, or did you just pick it up and, you know, start playing and go from there and then go to lessons, or how did that all work? How did lessons get involved?
My dad taught me a couple chords, and then I got into lessons with Taylor Allred at White Key Studios. He's not with them anymore, but those are the people that I took lessons from.
Okay. And how old were you when you started taking the lessons?
Like six or seven, I think, around there.
Okay. And as we all know, there are many different makes and models of electric guitar. Which is your favorite and why?
The Gibson Explorer and the Les Paul. I have two. It's kind of hard to pick. The Explorer, the reason why I picked the Explorer is because the Explorer, you can just be going, you can be playing, and then you can hop all the way up to the 20th fret. And then just go up there. The feel of it is just so, it's like calming. And then with the Les Paul, it's just like it melts in your hands and it feels like you're one with the guitar.
I like how you talk about the feel of the guitar. It's not just a science to you. It's an art. It's a feeling. It's a, would you say that it's an emotion that you feel when you express yourself on the guitar?
Oh yes. And that's also how I like show my emotions.
It's through the guitar, right? Through the guitar. That is really neat. You know, you play many songs very well, and we're going to play something in just a minute. I want everybody to stick around to listen to what this young man can do. How do you learn these songs? Do you learn by ear? Do you read music? How does that all work?
Well, first, I usually hear it on the radio or on, you know, I'll be scrolling through YouTube and hear it. And then I'd watch a guitar video, and then it'd probably be too hard for me. So I'd go over to my teacher every Tuesday, and I'd ask him, can I play the song? I mean, and then we pull up a tab, and then we learn it, and then we learn a couple parts, and then we practice on it. And then the next week we come back and we just practice on it until we have it down, and then we learn the song structure.
Yeah, I want everybody to listen to this. Cole and I are both going to go off screen. We're going to play a short video of Cole playing live. Check this. Wow, that is absolutely amazing. And we've got a comment here from Doug Naden. Doug and I went to high school together, all right? And we both love hard, heavy music. And he says, shred, dude, that is just absolutely amazing. How old were you when that video was taken?
That was just this past weekend.
Just this past weekend? Wow. At age 11, this is Cole from Charleston, South Carolina. And get this, take a look at the bottom of the screen. For those of you who have never seen Cole live, he's going to be live at Get Revelation Rock Fest in Charleston, South Carolina on May 14th. And he's at the 9 o'clock hour. I got it right here on my caffeine stained fingers on the set list. He's going to be 9 o'clock just before our headline band, Warriors of Light. And he's going to be shredding just like that. And you can get your tickets at Lithoscry. That's LithoscryY. .com. You can see it right down there. You got to come out. I want everybody that's watching to come out and support this young man and the giftings that he has on the inside of him. I just want to celebrate those giftings with you. And I have to ask this question. You look so calm, cool, and collected on that stage. Do you ever get nervous before you play?
Oh, yes. Right before I play, I get highly nervous. And then once I hit that first chord, I'm in my zone.
You go into the zone, don't you?
Yep.
How do you calm your nerves before you get on stage? I mean, you're young, and I mean, I remember when I got nervous as a kid, it was never anything really pretty, but how do you calm your nerves before you do that?
I just focus on the playing part of the music on the gig. I get up there and I just hit the first chord and let it rip.
And then off it goes. And Mickey Black says, you rock, Cole. And Mickey is so correct. Thank you for your comment. And thank you for watching this evening, Mickey. It is such a privilege to have such a not only talented, but very courteous young man on with us this evening. We're going to talk to Cole about some of his musical experiences in just a moment, but we've got to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We got two quick commercials and we'll be right back.
Perfect way to proudly display your love of God and country is with a custom-made wooden flag from 100% reclaimed materials. The Rugged American Flag Company can design a custom wooden flag for you or a loved one. A custom wooden flag makes the perfect gift for those serving in the military, law enforcement, emergency services, or any other profession of service. Call 803-521-0708 or email the Rugged American Flag Company, that's the Rugged American FLGCO, at gmail.com to design your flag today. Stay rugged and rock on, America.
The church in Charleston, South Carolina is leaving the building on Saturday, May 14th for a day of ministry through music at Get Revelation Rock Fest 2022. Headlining Get Revelation Rock Fest at the Hanahan Amphitheater is Warriors of Light. Other artists include Jenna Parr, The Last Trumpet, Ziggy, Armor of God, Filthy Rags, Red Calling, Xandria Cross, Nettie, Tricord, and Suffering Gift. More information and tickets can be found on Eventbrite or at lithoscry.com. That's LITHOSCRY.com. Come on out and join us to rock on and set captives free with the gospel.
All right, we are back with Cole from Charleston, South Carolina. We got Teresa Kendall as well. She says, I am a South Carolina Cole fan. Thank you, Teresa, for checking in and supporting this young man. And, you know, Cole, one of the things that I'm really excited about at Get Revelation Rock Fest is that Laura Victoria from the band Warriors of Light, who is the headline band, she has worked with some of your heroes. She's worked with Ace Frehley and from Kiss. And I know that they've influenced you, and I want to talk about that more in a minute. Oh boy, we've got more comments coming in. We got the Crater Good. You're amazing, Cole. Look at this. And Casey Miller. Nice. Keep up the good work. So with all the events that you've played, what is the most memorable event that you've played at?
The Windjammer.
And what makes that so memorable?
That's the biggest gig that I've ever played, and I got to play with some of my friends. So that's a big thing about.
Well, that's definitely two pluses there, a big gig, and you got your friends there. So, and I understand you have your own band too, don't you?
Yes, sir. Sugar Love.
Sugar Love. Okay. And here is Casey Miller. Good job, Cole, from Sully and Paige. Look at that. Look at this. All this support for you is awesome. So Sugar Lava is the name of your band, and that's the band that was playing at the Tattooed Senorita the other night. I have to tell you, I tried to get out there to see it, and I had to drive around the venue like four times to try to find a parking spot. Cole packed out the Tattooed Senorita. So just the talent and to see something like this live is just absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to see you on the 14th. I have to ask you this question. What is your favorite band, and what is it that you like most about them?
Van Halen, and the tone of the guitar and the whole band, that mixture.
I am not surprised. Van Halen, that's one of my favorites too. Before we went on the show, I was talking about all the Van Halen tapes that my mom and dad would buy me for holidays. What's your favorite Van Halen song?
Jump.
Oh, from 1984. Yeah, that was, you know, that was a really controversial song when they put that out, because that was the first Van Halen song really to have keyboards in it. And, you know, David Lee Roth and the rest of the crew really didn't like that much. And, but that is one of their classics. And as me, I'm a guy who's jumped out of airplanes. And when I jumped out of airplanes, that was one of the songs that would go through my head was Jump. And I know it's not about that, but it's very appropriate. Who are some of the guitarists that you look up to the most?
Eddie Van Halen, B.B. King, Chuck Berry, Randy Rhoads, and Tommy Thayer.
What a list. Wow. Yeah, Randy Rhoads, one of the great guitar players, Chuck Berry, B.B. King. And one of the things that always fascinates me is the relationship between blues, rock, metal, and even gospel music. It's all, you know, it's all intertwined, and they're all related together. Let me ask you this question too. We know that you're going to be on stage on May 14th at Rockfest in Charleston, South Carolina. What are you looking forward to the most at being at Rockfest?
All the people and getting to play that big of a gig.
It is going to be a big gig. We are expecting a good number of people to be out there, and it's a big stage. And we've got an awesome production company for you to make you sound good on that stage. And Casey Miller says, you are the best Cole from Paige and Sully. There we go. Another question for you. You just got accepted to a very special school to really develop your gift a little bit more. Can you tell us about the school that you've been accepted to and what you'll be doing there?
I got accepted into School of the Arts, SOA, and I'll be learning how to play the stand-up bass. And it's the bass like this, but like this.
And I understand you're going to be studying some classical music with that as well?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, and that just goes to prove my theory, everybody, that classical music is, you know, that hard rock and heavy metal is just classical music with electric guitars turned up very, very loud. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you knew this, Cole, but Franz Liszt, one of the famous classical pianists, he was so intense on the piano that as he played the piano during his concerts, the strings and the hammers would break on the piano.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that amazing? And he was considered a wild man back in the day on the piano. So Keith, oh yes, Keith, he is another fellow guitarist that watches us regularly. He says upright bass. Yes. Cole, do you have anything else that you'd like to share before we close this evening?
No, sir.
All right. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for tuning into the go ahead.
Oh, I forgot to say some of my other gigs I have coming up.
Oh, go for it. Let me put you on full screen for that. This is where you can catch Cole at.
April 30th, I have a gig at 4 p.m. at Bohemian Bowl with my band Sugar Lava.
All right. So that's Bohemian Bowl on April 30th with your band Sugar Lava. That is outstanding. Go out and support Cole.
And the Rock Fest, May 14th, solo.
Yes.
That's just me. And then June 4th at the Zeppelin Pizza and James Island. On James Island.
On James Island. Everybody, come out and support Cole at all of these events. I am just so excited for this young man who is just so gifted in guitar. Another question for you. I'm going to shoot this. I know this wasn't on the script, but what is it that you want to do when you get like my age?
I want to be a professional musician.
All right. You want to rock, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that whatsoever. This is Cole, Charleston, South Carolina's own guitar hero. Go out and see him at all of these venues. And he's going to be solo at Get Revelation Rock Fest on May 14th at the Hanahan Amphitheater. Get your tickets now. And Mickey says, great interview, Cole. So proud of you. We are all proud of you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on stage. And for those of you that watch the Raven's Heart live stream and listen to the podcast, we will be taking a break so I can focus on Rockfest, and I'll be back again for season 4 on Thursday, July 20th. Until Thursday, July 20th, people, and until I see you at Rockfest, peace out and rock on.
Lithoscry.com.